It raises serious questions for us elected members. I just feel that it's a reflection of how we're thought of by municipalistics or considered by senior management in the county.
Now, Lifford may argue that notes are taken, minutes are taken, the comments you've made are going to be passed on. You believe having someone like John McLaughlin or Aidan Doherty in the building makes it better, makes it easier?
My issue with all of this is that the municipal districts should have autonomy. Have they autonomy or have they not? Can they make decisions that can be implemented without going back to Lifford in the first place? I think they should. They're replacing the town councils, one of the things they replaced, where decisions were taken at town council level and implemented accordingly. I have to ask the question, when we have no senior management present, will decisions we make today be implemented? Because I have quite a number of them, and I give examples of them in there at the meeting, but I don't consider they are. We took a decision at the last meeting, and it wasn't even recorded in the minutes. This is raising questions in my mind as to how serious municipal decisions are being taken.
From your point of view then, what's the answer? What needs to be done?
We need to have a look at the whole scenario, the municipal districts, and see what can we implement and what we can't. Because obviously it all comes back to money, where the money comes from and how that money is dispersed. It's a fundamental decision that have to be taken in relation to municipal districts and what they can and cannot do.
Is that a discussion that needs to take place at county level or at government level?
Absolutely at council level, because maybe council is being restricted by government. I don't know, but I do need to know.